Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Speaker McCarthy had a mandate from the American people with a powerful negotiation position of a unified Republican Party, not only just in the House, but in the House and the Senate, to hold the line for the bill that we passed. This deal that we've heard about totally fails to deliver on all of it.
Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry said he and the 44 other members of the Freedom Caucus will not be voting to pass the debt ceiling deal negotiated between President Joe Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Some Republicans indicated they might remove McCarthy from being Speaker as retribution, but McCarthy is confident it will pass and that he'll remain Speaker. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged members of their parties to pass the plan and avoid a default. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is confident it will pass, but notes Republican support is faltering from a promise to deliver 150 votes.
What we all are interested in is how many votes are the Republicans who negotiated this resolution going to produce. Initially, we heard that 95% of the House Republican Conference supports the agreement. That doesn't appear to be the case.
Voter advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against Florida's new election law. Along with restricting third-party registration groups, it narrows deadlines and increases fines for late submissions. Esty Connor with DEMOS, a racial justice think tank, argued the law restricts people from being involved in civic affairs.
Really what this law does is it is an attack on the ability of Floridians, regardless of their immigration status, to participate in the democratic process of civic engagement.
Montana environmental advocates say a new law allows the state to ignore climate change impacts when developing large-scale energy projects like coal mines and power plants. The measure builds on a decade-old law prohibiting the state from including actual or potential impacts that are regional, national, or global in nature in environmental reviews of big energy projects. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says the measure leaves natural resources completely unprotected.
You are telling the public and you are telling the state their rights don't matter, that they don't really have a right to a clean and healthful environment, and the state has no obligation to protect people from the very real dangers of the climate crisis.
And an Indiana licensing board fined Dr. Caitlin Bernard $3,000 and gave her a letter of reprimand after going public about a 10-year-old Ohio rape victim having to travel across state lines for an abortion. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.